Let's use that scripture. Scripture says, by his stripes ye are healed. So by those stripes of Christ, we declare them healthy in the name of Jesus. We declare them healthy. Masumbre le kota la breketosha. Le kambala do sumbre de kunti kapanta. Lord, we pray for all our children in TCRC, using these ones as points of contact. In the name of Jesus, we decree you healthy. In the name of Jesus, we declare that your health is prospering. No sickness, no disease of any kind shall find its way in your life. In the name of Jesus, I command you heal. Rasha kala breketosa tambranda. Endaku takata le konde sete. Le kondia traba desuta la breketeshka. Le koparada dosanta. Ingrala tata la brondoso tala breketeske. Le shik in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Number three, we are going to pray that any one of them that is sick, whether here or in their homes or hospitalized, that the hand of God will visit them. Bible speaking, you see, he sent forth his word and healed them of their diseases and delivered them from their destruction. Let's send that word to them tonight, that word of healing to those of our children that are sick. Please go ahead and make that prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, any child amongst them here that is sick, I speak healing over their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing upon them right now. I speak healing over your life right now in the name of Jesus. I speak healing over your lives right now. Mashakante korata balagadosa talmbrigadeske leko shigalabanda sata ekombra latose ezegele kundia katala brigadosa ta. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing over them wherever they are. Those who are here and those who are not here, I pronounce healing over their lives right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing over their lives right now. I command healing right now in the name of Jesus. Those who are not here, I send forth the word of God to them. And I say, you are healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. May the hand of God for healing rest upon their lives wherever they are right now. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Finally, we are going to declare this prayer. That Father, this season will favor my health. The atmosphere, the air we breathe, the season generally, the change in weather will favor my health, will favor the health of our children. In the name of Jesus, shall we make that prayer? Rataka tata bada daba. Rika patata le makata le bregelege le bosha kata la bregelekata. Indakota la bregato santa le megadosia. Eze kapata la magando sotologa la bagada. Eze gelegele bendo kosha kata la bregelekande. Ezo tata la bregelege le bosa tala bregadasata. Lord, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that this season will favor my health, will favor the health of my children, will favor the health of every child in TCRC. Father, the weather, change in weather will favor our health, will work for our health and not against our health. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that, Father, the weather is working for our good and not against us. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lastly, for these children, let's pray that as they begin their exam, the Lord will give them retentive memories. The Lord will grant them flying colors in their exams. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for our children. We pray, O God, that these ones, O God, our Father, they are of an excellent spirit. They excel in their academics in the name of Jesus. They excel, O God, in their classes in the name of Jesus. They are the head and not the tail in the name of Jesus. They are above and not beneath in the name of Jesus. Every child in TCRC, we command right now that the wisdom of God is resting upon them now. In the name of Jesus, they have a retentive memory. They are of excellent spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, as we have declared unto our children, please let it be so in Jesus' name. And the church will say, amen. God bless you. Thank you very much. You can go back to your seat. Please, you may be seated.
Silence the noise of my mind, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see you. I want to see you.
Silent the noise of my mind, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
I want to see you.
Father, we pray that you open the eyes of our heart. Grant that we'll see wondrous things from your word tonight. And let your name and your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You're all welcome in Jesus' name. Happy new month. In this month that we are responding to the word of God, the Lord will take us forward. I say God will take us forward. In this month, he said something to my ear. He said, I'm releasing grace for speed. Grace for advancement. Grace to move forward. It may be in your walk with him. It may be in an area in your life. It may be in your career. It may be in your destiny. It may just be in a part of your life. But the Lord is saying that I'm releasing grace for progress. It may be for a project. That project is progressing. Help is coming. Help. You know, the grace of God is the help of God. The grace of God is the help of God for man. It's an undeserved help. May you encounter undeserved help this month in the name of Jesus. May the help that God is bringing your way this month be sufficient. This evening, I want to briefly talk with us on how to deepen your relationship with God. How to deepen your relationship with God. Every one of us have relationship with God. But it's not every one of us that the level of our relationship with God is the same. Yes, people say that everybody is a child of God. I agree. Everybody is a child of God. But God relates with us at different level. So, it is the level we are with God, relating with God, that determines the amount of revelation we can receive from God. So, your level of relationship with God is what determines how much of God you carry, how much of his presence you carry, how much of his revelation you carry. You see, what Peter, James, and John knew about Christ, the other apostles didn't know. All of them were apostles, but not every one of them saw him transfigure on the mount. No, not every one of them. Not every one of them saw him pray in Gethsemane, and the sweat that was coming out of his body was like droplets of blood. Even though they were all apostles, but not every one of them had that privilege to see him intercede in that level of intercession. Not every one of them. Not every one of them saw his face changed. All right? Not every one of them. So, every one of them had relationship with him, but there are some whose relationship with him were deeper than others. So, you can deepen your relationship with him. You can actually deepen your relationship with God. And it is my prayer that as we continue in this year of the proceeding word, that God will help us deepen our relationship with him in Jesus' name. Now, there are a few things I want to share with us. First is that God speaks with specific purpose and at specific times. And whenever God speaks according to his purpose and time, there's always a response from man. Remember, our theme for the month is responding to the word of God. So, whenever God speaks, God does not just speak anyhow. He speaks for a purpose. Always know that. That whenever God speaks, it's for a purpose. And God speaks for a time. He himself has said that under the heaven, there's time for everything. So whenever God speaks, he's speaking for a purpose and at that particular time. And once he speaks, he demands a response from man. Not just man. Whatever God addresses, he demands a response. When he spoke to the tree, henceforth you shall bring forth no fruit. The tree responded. It responded. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together now? The tree responded. When he spoke to Peter, go and fish. And the first fish you are going to catch, open the mouth. You are going to see what? A coin. Pay your tax and mine. So the coin is equivalent to the amount that will be enough for your tax and my tax and nothing more. And when Peter responded to what Jesus said and caught the fish, what happened? Not just Peter that responded when Jesus spoke that word. I'm sure you know that. The fish also did what? Responded. The fish came with the coin. There were so many fishes, but he picked the one that had the coin. So when the word left Christ, the fish that carried the coin responded to that word. And as Peter also responded in obedience to what Christ said, a miracle took place. A fish became an ATM machine. Your miracle will take place. But you need to respond to God's word this month. It's very, very important. It's very, very important. So respond is always required whenever God. Jesus stood at the tomb of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth. What happened? The Bible said the dead man came back to life. Now, if Jesus had said, the dead, come forth, every dead person would have come back to life. Why? Because everything he creates responds to his word. So when he gave that command, it was specific. Lazarus, come forth. And only Lazarus came forth. So even the dead responds to his word. You see, every other thing in nature, please listen to me. Every other thing in nature, every other creature, whether living or dead, does not debate the word of God. The only creature that debates God's word is man. It's man. It's only man that says, eh? What if I no do? But every other creature responds positively to the word of God. Once he speaks, they respond. Now, your ongoing relationship, for those that have relationship with Christ, is important. Your ongoing relationship with Jesus or your lack of it is a direct result, please note this, of your response to his word. Your ongoing relationship with Christ or your lack of relationship with him is a direct result of your what? Who heard me? Of your what? Response to him or to his word. Your relationship with him cannot be deeper than your response to his word. So your response to his word is directly proportionate to your relationship with Christ. So if you have a shallow relationship with God, check how you respond to his word. Your response to his word is also shallow. It's also shallow. Those whose relationship are deep with God, check their response to his word. There are people who are ready to do whatever he says. There are people who are ready to do whatever he says. So your relationship with him is a direct result of your response to his word. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. Let me show us. We'll just read 3 or 4 scriptures today. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Next verse. And he said unto them, what did he say? Follow me, and I will do what? Fishers of men. Verse 20. What did they do? Please, church, let's read it together. One, two, go. Now, I want to ask you a question. They straightway left their nets and followed him. Go back to verse 19. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Now, when they responded in verse 20, did verse 19 fulfill? Did Jesus fulfill verse 19? We are all Bible students. Abby? Now, but the fulfillment of verse 19 is a function of their response, which is in verse what? Now, let's turn it the other way around. Paraventure, they did not respond this way. Will they become fishers of men? We would have just read that Jesus called one guy called Peter and Andrew, and they did not respond, and that was the end. And they said, we will not follow. And Peter would not have been the great man that we've known him to be in history. He would not have. So your relationship with Christ starts with your response to his call. That's where every man's relationship with him starts. A response to that call. Come. Follow me. Now, when we come, it is the following that determines the making. Come. A lot have come. A lot of us. Everybody in church has come. But it doesn't stop in come. When you come, you need to do what? Follow. It is when you follow that you will be made. So if you come and you don't follow, you cannot be made. And follow is not just... No, that is not what the follow means. Follow is more than that. To follow means to respond positively to every instruction that he gives to you when you come. A lot have come as brethren in church. But the problem is that they have refused to follow. And that is why they have been in church for a very long time and their lives have not received any remarkable transformation. Because the hallmark of following is that you will be transformed. That is it. That's the hallmark of your followership of Christ. That you will be transformed. Romans chapter 8 verse 29. He said that we will be what? Transformed. For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate that will be what? Conformed to the image of his son. So until we are transformed and we start looking like Christ, we have not truly followed. We have not truly followed. All those that followed him all looked like him. In Antioch, the Bible said that the believers were like Christ. And so they called them Christians. They were behaving like Christ. When they came to arrest Jesus, it wasn't that they were all facially alike. It's just that all the disciples or the apostles that were with him started acting like Christ. And so they didn't know who was indeed Christ. That is what true followership gives birth to. A resemblance of Christ. A resemblance of Christ. But true followership is a function of a deep response to his word. A deep response, a holistic response to his word. Now note this. Your relationship with Christ will either increase or decrease based on your response to his word. Your relationship with Christ will either increase or decrease based on your response to his word. You see, the people you see today and you admire, they are nothing special. The only thing special about them is that they have decided to respond to every word that God sends their way positively. They have decided to respond positively to the word of God. They have decided to do that. There are people that are making sacrifices that are unimaginable. And when they share with you, you say, this is not possible. But you see, that is why they have gone into the realm that they are functioning from, where they can receive and hear from God clearly and have revelations that are unimaginable. Why? Because their response to the word of God is also unimaginable. It's unimaginable. Praise God. Praise God.
My father in the Lord used to tell us that when the founder of the Redeemed Christian Church of God was still alive, he was an old man. You know, the founder of the Redeemed Christian Church of God was an illiterate. Stark illiterate. He didn't go to school. He couldn't speak English. You know, he preaches in Yoruba and he needed an interpreter. All right. Pastor Iyadeboye, who just celebrated 84th birthday, was his interpreter. He wasn't even a pastor. He was his interpreter before he even became the general overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. So from an interpreter, he took off. So you see how God can promote somebody. So he used to tell us, he said one day the old man just came to church. He said he needs money. He wants to, there's something God is laying that they should do. So if you have anything in your bank account, can you just bring it to God? And nobody in the entire congregation responded to that call. So when they were driving, we asked the wife, what do you have in the bank account? I think God is speaking to us. And the wife said, this is the amount we have. He said, but if we give all that amount, what will we have left? He said, we don't know. He said, okay, let's trust God. God will provide. He said, that night, he closed their bank account, took the money the next month. The money was not even big. Compared to today's money, it was not even up to 100,000 naira. And then went and gave. And he was the only one that responded. But they had senior pastors, senior elders that were seated there. But they didn't respond to that call. I'm just using that as an analogy. They didn't respond to it. But you see, when the time came for God to call this Baba home, the Lord told him, it is that interpreter who has that heart of sacrifice that will take over the mantle. When he took over the mantle as a 38-year-old young man, they placed him on probation for 4 years because the elderly pastors in the church said, you cannot rule over us. You know what they told that guy? Praise the name of the Lord. Church, praise the name of the Lord. I am saying that what you desire from God can only come as your response. The measure of your response to his word. How much you respond to the word of God will determine how much God will reveal himself to you. There are no two ways about it. There are no two ways about it. There's no magic. In God, there's no magic. Amen. John chapter 4, verse 23. John 4, 23. That's our second scripture. He said, but our comment. John 14, 23. Did I say 4? 14. 14, 23. All right. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. That's a response. If a man loves me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. It did not end there. And we, my Father, and I, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Give us NLT. NLT. Thank you. Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. All who love me will do what? What he says we will do. Where he sends we will go. You see? Don't worry. Praise God. He said, all who love me will do what I say. The proof of love is in doing what I say, not in speaking. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home. Becoming the house of God is not coming to church. Making your life to become the abode of God, the house of God, the temple of God is a function of your response to his word. If you love me, you will do what I say. It is in doing what you say, I say rather, that attracts me to doing, making your life my home. And imagine God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, dwelling in you, which I know they are. There's no secret that you cannot access. The revelations you need, the direction you need, the leadership you need in life, the guide you need, they are all inside of you. You just need to have the understanding, and you see that light will just come forth. But it depends on all who love me will do what I do, what I say. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. Now, as I wrap up, how you respond to God's word is key to deepening your relationship with Him. How you respond to God's word is key to deepening your relationship with Him. And there are three key responses I want us to look briefly as I wrap up. Please give me NLT, Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 6. That should be our last anchor scripture. And then we'll take two more and then we'll summarize. Then Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people chanted, Amen, Amen, as they lifted their hands. Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Quickly, let me show us three responses to God's word from there. The first one is very, very important and is crucial for every believer. The three of them, of course. If you look at the A part, it says, Ezra praised the Lord and great God. And all the people, let's change that chanted to what? Responded. All the people did what? Responded. How did they respond? Amen. Amen. Can the church say amen? Amen. Say another amen. Amen. So amen means, yes, Lord, I agree. Yes, Lord, I agree. Let it be so. May it be so. Amen means, let it be so in my life. The first correct response to the word of God is, I agree. That's the first correct response. Lord, what you say, I agree. Hear me. If you don't agree with the word, you cannot obey the word. No, you cannot. It is the word you agree with joyfully that you obey without complaint. Anytime you see people in rebellion, they don't agree with what the fellow is saying. And you know, you will not agree with what a person is saying if you don't love that fellow. That's why Jesus did not say, if you keep my word, you will love me. That's putting the cart before the horse. He said, if you love me, you will keep my word. So it's a man that you truly honor and cherish. That is the man whose word you honor and cherish. And that is the man that you can easily align with and obey. So the Lord is saying that the first response to his word is for you to say that, yes, Lord, I agree with your word. Let it be so in my life. That's the first response of every believer to the word of God. So if the word says you are healed, say, yes, Lord, I agree. I am what? I am healed. If the word is coming to you and it's exposing a weakness in your life, it's exposing a limitation in your life, it's exposing a particular sin in your life, you don't need to struggle with it. You don't need to argue with the word. All you need to say, yes, Lord, I agree with your word. I am struggling in this area. Show me mercy. John 1 verse 9, 1 John 1 verse 9, the Bible said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All right? So, what is that place telling us? If we agree with God, okay, that we have a weakness, when the word of God exposes that weakness, we receive forgiveness. We are not receiving forgiveness because we say the sin. We are receiving forgiveness because we agree that indeed this weakness exists in my life, and it comes as a revelation from the word of God, because in the preceding verse, the Bible tells us about the light of God. He said, when the light of God shines, he said, those that walk with God, those are our children of God, they walk what? In the light. And he said, darkness has no place in them. So when the light of God shines in our heart, it exposes our weaknesses, our limitation, and our secret sins, and all those weights that does so easily beset us. And when we agree with God that, yes, Lord, it is so, we receive forgiveness. But when we say, we start giving excuses. You know this, you know, I'm human, I'm this, I'm that. Then the sin remains. It remains. So our first response to the word of God is saying yes, Lord, to his word. Can somebody say yes, Lord?
Yes, Lord.
That is our first response. If he says you're healed, yes, Lord. I like where our brother read when he was leading the prayer. Jesus told Peter, come. Peter did not argue. He said, yes, Lord. But when he was going, he started arguing in his heart. Is it Peter walking on the sea? Look at the storms. Look at the waves. Look at everything. Ha, Peter, you will sink. Oh. And immediately he started sinking. He started sinking. So we must learn to say yes, Lord, to the word of God. We must learn to say yes, Lord. Hear me. You don't need to like the preacher. You don't need to be a fan of the preacher. But peradventure, the preacher is preaching. And the word of God is coming through him. And it's exposing a weakness in your life. You need to say yes, Lord. It is not the word of the preacher. It is the word of God. Funny enough, God can use any oracle to bring a word to one in mind. So it's not about the oracle, it's about the word. Is it the word of God? Is it telling you something? Is it exposing something in your life? If it is, then you have to agree with God's word. The Bible says, let every other man be liar. Let God be true. Agree with his word. Amen. And the second part, take us back to Nehemiah, please. Thank you. And then they chanted amen, amen. He said, as they lifted their hands, that is our second response to God's word. The first response is to agree with the word. The second response is to lift up our hands. Lifting up of the hands in scripture and in ancient history is a mark of total surrender. I surrender to your word. I yield, Lord. It's not enough to say, I agree. It is so. But you have to surrender to that word. They lifted up their hands. They lifted up their hands. As a mark of surrender. And what does it mean to surrender? It means, Lord, I give up. That is surrender. I give up my ways. I give up my mindset. I give up what I think I know. This mentality that is hindering my progress and my walk with you and my relationship with you, I give it up. I surrender to your word. I give up my way. My way has been, I've been so used to doing this particular thing this way. And today your word is telling me that, look, this is the right way to handle this matter. Lord, I give up my way. You have a problem with someone? And you come to church, and that day the word of God is coming and it's telling you to forgive. That is when I agree. Forgiveness is so. Yes, you have agreed. But you need to give up your own way. That resentment, that bitterness, that hatred in your heart. You need to give it up and yield to the word of God. And say, Lord, I yield to your word. Jesus said, if you bring your, what do they call it, offerings to the altar, and you know that you have a problem with your brother, I say you should do what? Leave it there. Go back and do what? And reconcile with your brother. Then come and give your offering. So, which one is more important? Is it the offering or the reconciliation? The reconciliation. Because the reconciliation will determine whether the offering will be accepted or not. And what will it profit a man to bring an offering to God that will not be accepted by God? So, we must learn to follow the process if we want to receive the result. Number three, the last response. So the second, the first is I agree with your word. The second is I surrender to your will. I yield to your will. I give up my way. I surrender, Lord. I surrender. And then the last part of that scripture says, then they bowed down. They bowed down. What does that mean? Then they bowing down to the Lord. With your face to the ground is an act of total submission. Everybody say submission. Say it like you mean, say submission. Submission to the will of God. That's submission. They bow down with their faces to the ground. It is a physical act of saying, I will bow to your will, Lord. I will do what you say. I will do what you say. And that is in one word, obedience. Obedience. In one word. They bowed down. They obeyed. They obeyed. You hear the word, go, forgive. Then you come. And then you left. You left. You went and forgave. You say, I forgive you. I free you. And then you come back to offer your offering. That's what the scripture is saying there. Hear me, church, as we wrap up. If you have not grown to the point of responding to the word of God in these 3 degrees, your relationship with God, I'm sorry to say, will continually remain shallow. You must learn to, one, agree with God through his word. You must learn to surrender your own will, your own self-will, your own way to the way of the word. And you must learn to do that word. Take actions towards doing that word. 1 Samuel 15:22. It said to obey is better than what? Sacrifice. Let's summarize with this scripture. Jeremiah 7:23. KJV. Jeremiah 7:23. Thank you, Jesus. This is what I told them. Obey me, and I will be your God. Obey me, and I will be your God. And you will be my people. Do everything as I say, and all will be well. I thought somebody would say amen. Let's read it together. Let's read that scripture together. I like the scripture. One to go. This is what the Lord told them. Obey me, and I will be your God. And you will be my people. Do everything as I say, and all will be well. Who is that fellow that all will be well? It's the fellow that does everything as he says. Bow down your head as we pray. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. In my heart. In my heart.
In my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus.
The Bible said, though he was God, he thought it not equality with God, but he found himself in the fashion of man. He humbled himself and died, even the death on the cross. That is the mind of Christ. A mind of total yieldedness to the will of God. Ratombro jigeleke dependa lakatashka. He said, it is written of me, your will, O God, Rashakata. I have come to do thy will, O God. O God. Jesus was totally surrendered to the will of the Father. If you do all that he says, all will be well. Halabagadabasha. Father, we receive strength tonight to do all that you say. We receive strength and grace tonight. Grace to perform. You said in your word, O God, that you are the one that gives us the power both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Father, the strength to will and to do your word. Father, release upon everyone that is saying amen tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen.
Hallelujah. Can we just pray for the servant of God? Just use this moment and thank God for his life. Can you pray that God